High pressure drifting east from Ontario to Quebec will briefly nose in today and bring settled weather across upstate New York and interior New England. Cool air that funneled in behind yesterday's cold front will keep temperature seasonable for this time of the year. Despite high pressure and control, cloud cover will be stubborn early this morning before giving way to mostly sunny skies by late morning into the early afternoon. Thin high and mid-level clouds will develop from southwest to northeast ahead of an approaching wintry storm system by late afternoon to evening. This storm will be a warmer system, however, enough cold air will be in place at the onset of the storm to produce snowfall in all locations before warm air mixes in to force a changeover to sleet and freezing rain and eventually rain by tomorrow afternoon and evening. This system will slow following frontal passage midday tomorrow, keeping showers in the forecast through tomorrow evening. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, the severe weather threat today marches east across the deep south with strongest storms likely impacting portions of Mississippi and Alabama. However, severe weather is possible as far north as southern Illinois and Indiana today. The largest threat will be straight-line wind damage and large hail. However, an isolated tornado will be possible as well. An influx of Gulf moisture, raising surface dew points, upper-level support from an area of low pressure, and a strong cold front will all be factors in the potential for severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany, the average high temperature today is 32 degrees and the average low is 17. The record high temperature is 61 degrees, and that was set back in 1982, and the record low is minus 14, set back in 1951. Sunrise occurred at 7:25 a.m., and sunset occurs at 4:28 p.m., no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy skies will clear to mostly sunny skies by late morning. Thin high clouds will then increase throughout the remainder of the day with seasonable high temperatures in the 20s to near 30 and a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to organized moderate snowfall beginning between 2 and 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows will be in the teens. Snowfall will carry over to tomorrow after daybreak, and snow will be heavy at times around sunrise. Total snowfall accumulations before a changeover to sleet will range from 4 to 8 inches. Sleet will then begin to mix in with snow during the mid-morning before transitioning to all sleet by the early afternoon. Expect this changeover to occur first in upstate New York, then in the Champlain Valley. Afternoon sleet, light freezing rain, and rain is all possible before precipitation dwindles by tomorrow night. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy skies will decrease to mostly sunny skies for a short period today. Then thin high and mid-level clouds will overspread the region with afternoon high temperatures reaching the upper 30s to low 40s and a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to a brief period of organized light to moderate snowfall beginning between 2 and 5 a.m. Lows will be in the low to mid-20s. Snowfall will carry over to tomorrow morning around daybreak, and total snowfall accumulations are expected to range from 2 to 4 inches before a transition to sleet and freezing rain occurs after 7 a.m. Snow will transition to all sleet and freezing rain after 8 a.m., and we'll see another transition to rainfall by 11 a.m. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly cloudy skies will clear the way for some sunshine before mid and high-level clouds stream into the region. Highs will reach the low to mid-30s with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, overcast skies will give way to a period of organized light to moderate snowfall developing between midnight and 3 a.m. Lows will range from the upper teens to the lower 20s, and snowfall will last until around 7 a.m. tomorrow morning before mixing with sleet and eventually transitioning to sleet and freezing rain by 8 a.m. Total snowfall accumulations before the changeover will range from 2 to 4 inches, and we will see yet another transition from sleet and freezing rain to all rainfall by noontime. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly cloudy skies will give way to some sunshine before high and mid-level clouds take over late this afternoon into the evening time. Overcast skies tonight will transition to a period of light to moderate snowfall developing between midnight and 3 a.m. Lows will range from the upper teens to lower 20s. Snowfall is expected to last until around 7 a.m. tomorrow morning before mixing with sleet and eventually transitioning to sleet and freezing rain by 8 a.m. Total accumulations before a changeover to frozen precipitation will range from 2 to 4 inches, and sleet and freezing rain is expected to transition to rainfall afternoon. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, partly cloudy skies will transition to mostly sunny skies today before mid and high-level clouds develop late in the day. Highs will be in the low to mid-30s with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast conditions tonight will lend itself to light to moderate snowfall developing between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows will be in the low 20s. Snowfall will last until around 7 a.m. before mixing with sleet and eventually transitioning to sleet and freezing rain by 8 a.m. Total snowfall accumulations before the changeover will range from 2 to 4 inches. Sleet and freezing rain will then transition to all rainfall after 11 a.m. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds and seasonable temperatures. A chilly overnight with lows in the 20s, Tuesday wintry weather with highs in the low to mid 30s before we settle down with temperatures slightly above average to start your day Wednesday in the mid to upper 30s. Thursday, expect temperatures to be slightly above average again with a chance to see some morning rainfall before we cool back down to seasonable temperatures to start the new year on Friday with a chance to see some snow showers both Friday and Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.